And if you're into bike riding, there's a great event on this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, Dungog Pedal Fest. And on the line to tell us all about it is their media officer, Nikki Brown. Good morning.
Hello. Hello, Amanda.
Great to have you. Now, Nikki, can you tell us about the race program for this weekend and who can get involved?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. It's yeah, there's a lot of rides as well as races, I guess. And so we've got rides that have been going for like nearly 30 years. And we start off with the Kids and Cobwebs ride on Friday after school. And that's like a short 3 kilometre loop around town, but it's dress up. So we get the kids to get dressed up. And the theme for this year is olden days, or green.
Oh, that'll be cute if they're all dressed up like the elderly.
Yeah. And there'll be penny farthings there as well on that ride, because one of the big things for this year is we're bringing in the old bikes, the original bikes, the dandy horses and the penny farthings. So there'll
fantastic.
Be a few of them on each of the rides. But yeah, so we start off with Kids and Cobwebs. And then on the Saturday, we have a ride that's also been going for 30 years, the Fosterton Loop ride. But we're adding in a penny farthing state championship and a dandy horse national championship as part of that. So that's going to be a bit wild.
What's a dandy horse?
A dandy horse. That is such a good question. I didn't know till last year myself when they first came to Pedal Fest. The dandy horse is actually basically the original bicycle. And they're very common nowadays because that's the balance bike.
Ah, right.
Yeah, but back in the day, it was a time when there was a shortage of horses due to war and famine and food shortages. So they needed a replacement, and one gentleman, Carl Dreyas, he decided, well, what if I try and put two wheels on a wooden frame and people sit on that and maybe that'll be a bit quicker than walking? And so he designed that and, yeah, found out it was twice as quick as walking, but the roads needed to be quite smooth, which wasn't really the case 200 years ago.
Of course.
But that's where it started. And there's been a recent resurgence of people trying to make these bikes, because you can't buy them, but you can't find them. we're bringing it back into Pedal Fest.
Fantastic. And I guess it would be hard to ride a penny farthing as well.
Yes.
How do you even get on it?
Yes, I got on last year. I had a go for the second time in my life. And yes, I had help getting on and getting off. But the professionals, they can do it all on their own, like Mulgabill.
So we're leaving it to the professionals?
Well, look, they let me until last year and I did go in one of the races. So I don't know if there's any really savvy bike riders and there's a penny farthing that someone's willing to share. It's an option.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. What activities are there for spectators?
So, yeah, spectators can watch, but mainly it will be the Saturday afternoon Criterion, which is around the streets of Dungog, around a block. And then on Sunday in the morning, 9 till 12, there's races down Hook Street, with penny farthings, foot bikes and balance bikes. And one of the signature events for the whole festival will be at 12 o'clock on Sunday. And that's a balance bike, we're calling it the Mini Dandy Horse Derby. Mm-hmm. And basically everybody is on toddler balance bikes, so 16-inch bikes, and they're cruising down the street and there'll be different heats. It starts off with kids, then it will be adults, and then we're doing adults versus kids.
So I imagine these bikes are quite sort of small, so adults riding them are going to look very funny.
Yes, their knees are going to be near their ears.
Oh, that's worth going just to see that.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
Now, how can people register to join in a bike ride and find out more?
So all the rides can be entered on the day. Or we do have a website. It's still getting, it's still getting a few tweaks and there's a few little glitches in it. But if you go to pedalfest.org.au, it has a lot of information there, and hopefully, we're still nutting it out, hopefully it'll be all working perfectly But if anyone has any troubles, they can just turn up on the day and enter on the day.
Wonderful. Fingers crossed it works. Now, are you looking for volunteers to help across Friday to Sunday?
We would love some volunteers. We've got the old regulars and we've got a few extras as well. But yes, we could definitely do with a couple more volunteers just to keep everybody informed and safe. That would be terrific.
So they can go via the website for that as well?
Yep. They can register via the website and there's contacts on there. Wonderful. As well. There's something else I didn't tell you about. So it's not just penny farthings, foot bikes, dandy horses and normal bikes. There's a mountain bike. We've got two big mountain bike events as part of the Pedal Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on Friday. On Friday during the day, there's a big school fun duro. So most schools probably have already entered it by now. But if any school kids want to still enter, there's still time. And then on Sunday, there's the flow track race at the mountain at the Dungog Common, which if anyone's been there, it's just got the best flow tracks. And so we're so lucky to have them in Dungog. So even if no one's, if you haven't been there, it's a great opportunity to come out and check out the flow tracks at the Dungog Common as well.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone involved this weekend at Dungog Pedal Fest. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Nikki Brown.
No worries. Thanks, Amanda.
All the best with it.